Hi, I'm Tony T, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. So, you know who Chris Pratt is, right?
Who?
Star-Lord, man. Legendary outlaw.
The star of Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic World, The Lego Movie, and Parks and Rec was awarded MTV's Generation Award, and he made some amusing and interesting statements during his acceptance speech. Here's the short version.
You have a soul. Be careful with it. God is real. God loves you. God wants the best for you. Believe that. I do. Number 8. Learn to pray. It's easy and it's so good for your soul. And finally, number 9, nobody is perfect. People are going to tell you you're perfect just the way you are. You're not. You are imperfect. You always will be, but there is a powerful force that designed you that way. And if you're willing to accept that, you will have grace. And grace is a gift. And like the freedom that we enjoy in this country, that grace was paid for with somebody else's blood. Do not forget it. Don't take it for granted.
Wait, what? Imperfect people encountering a perfect designer through grace paid for by his blood? That is dangerously close to a gospel presentation by a Hollywood superstar on MTV. Although Pratt stopped just shy of saying the name of Jesus, his speech left many Christians wondering if that is in fact who he meant. It would be pretty cool if it was a low-key gospel presentation, and I'll admit that if he'd gone any further, it may have been career suicide, but there, among his list of life hacks, pet care tips, and instructions for better pooping, was a powerful message of faith, prayer, and redemption. I'd love it if Chris Pratt loved Jesus with all of his heart, not because it would lend Christ any additional credibility, but because, hey, one more for the good guys. But while most of us will not be on MTV this week, maybe we could be a bit more outgoing with our own gospel presentations on the stages on which God has placed us. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, "Pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given to me that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should." For us, that doesn't mean whacking people with our Bibles or shouting at everyone on the bus that they're going to hell, but add to your boldness love, kindness, peacefulness, and a servant's heart. It's just a little something that God has given us to make the message of salvation and hope a little more appealing to those who haven't yet believed.
When giving a dog medicine, put the medicine in a little piece of hamburger, they won't even know they're eating medicine.
That's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast fun, please visit us online at www.nerdofgodcast.com or come hang out with us on all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated GIFs with you. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.